Welcome to High School Sports Uncensored. I'm your host, Rob Long. I'm here with Donnell Dancer, the head boys coach for Evanston Westside High School. What's going on, coach?
Not a thing. What's going on? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for your time, man. I mean, it's about that time of the year. You all get started on Friday, the 15th of November. Get
right.
Practice and all. You like me? Cause we do private school, so we started last Monday.
Right, right.
How is it the week leading up to that first practice, man?
It's intense. You know, just getting everything ready for the season. Everybody talking trash because they know it's about that. We're about to have fun, about to rock and roll. You know, just leading up to it, just getting everything squared away. So we can make sure we be ready to roll on Friday.
Now, I know you just attended the Mayor's Academy breakfast, and I know how that rolls. You don't say much in front of your peers, but I also know that you're friends with a lot of the area coaches. There has to be some trash talking off the record between you all, right?
Yeah, it's always trash talking. But, you know, in the Mayor's Academy, we all sit down. We got to make sure we do it the political way. We got to make sure we say things the political way that we don't know what we got yet. We're going to compete and play as hard as we can. But, you know, it's always trash talking throughout the summer.
Like, that's like Donnell talking all humble. That would be the equivalent of Coach K with six McDonald's All-Americans saying he don't know what he has.
not quite Coach K, but you know, we've been fortunate over Emerson that's been winning last couple of years. So, you know, we always try to stay humble.
Now, Donnell, how long have you been at Emerson?
This will be my 15th year.
Wow.
And
man,
it doesn't seem like that, but been 15 years, I did 6 years.
I don't like
years.
Nigga, we about the same age, and I don't like the way that sounds.
Yeah, I did 6 years at Dunbar as an assistant and JV coach with Smiley and Coach Diego, but I've been running my own program over Emerson. This will be my 15th year.
That's what's up, man. I remember you in high school, man, yep, doing your thing. So yep, how was it to go to Emerson now? You were a standout high school athlete, and now to be a standout high school coach in the very city that you built it as a player.
Oh, well, thanks for the compliment. It speaks volumes of, you know, just being a part of just Baltimore City basketball. As a player, we all play down at Dunbar, and if you notice, and we always do brag about it, but a lot of the Dunbar, it's just a program that we had down at Dunbar with Coach Pete Pompey that came at the Coach Wade, and after that, we all branched out, and a lot of us that played at Dunbar went on to try to help out, and we all ended up being high school basketball coaches. Mm-hmm. So you take myself, Cyrus Jones, Coach Smiley, Diego, then Coach Nick is at St. Francis, mm-hmm, Cofield was at Douglas, Coach Tree is at Lake Clifton.
Yeah.
So Dunbar spread it all around the city, so, and we love it.
Here with Donnell Dan, the head basketball coach, boys basketball coach at Evanston Westside High School. It's funny because, as I said before, we're all around the same age. And as kids, we grew up with those guys. I know Paul Holmes was my JV football coach at Northern.
Right, he was my JV coach
went on
at Dunbar,
to, right, to with,
that's
with
my
Coach
guy,
Pompey. And I had Ike Hemphill, and you had great coaches at Dunbar. And those guys were sitting where we are right now.
Right.
And here we are, that next generation, man. I don't know about you, but, you know, sometimes, every now and then, a little chill, I get goosebumps when thinking about where I am right now and how I got here. Do you have that same experience at times, like, man, I can't believe this is real?
I can't believe it's real, and we talk about it all the time. And not even taking it a step further to take it back when it comes to our rec ball coaches.
Yeah, yeah.
Coach Herman over Bentlow is where I started out my very first year playing basketball. Then we came over East Baltimore. I grew up playing under Coach Bucky Lee.
Bucky Lee.
And Coach Sarge down in Madison. And to this day over at Emerson, I still run all the plays from Bucky Lee and Coach Sarge at Madison. You know, Bucky Lee was like a father to us. I mean, he instilled some of the things that I still instill with my kids today. And like I said, just to come up dealing with Oliver, playing at Bentlow, playing at Oliver, playing at Madison, and then fortunate to go down Dunbar and play with those guys that I play with down there and play under Coach Pete Pompey. And now, like you said, we're all giving back. So it's always, I always get the goosebumps just because it's all so real of everything that we've been through. And I'm just proud to be a part of it.
Coach, I watched you interact with your kids a couple of years ago when we were both at the Mayor's Academy.
Right.
And we were kind of next to one another. And I saw the interaction you had with them, the give and take, the playfulness, yet the discipline. How important is that relationship with you and those young men?
Well, it's extremely important. I look at these young guys over at Emerson. They are a reflection of what I was when I was when I was young. We all grew up in the inner city. And just it's my job, myself and my coaching staff, to give back to the kids and just let them know that, you know, we teach them how to be professionals. So, you know, we're going to laugh and joke. We're going to play. I want to make sure I build that type of friendship with them.
Right.
But we also got to let them know they got to take care of everything they need to do on the academic part. And just for the kids, just to maintain and have focus, to have the right type of men that's surrounded with these young kids. And, you know, I went to get over Emerson, and I see, and at first I was kind of nervous when I first took the Emerson job, because
right.
you hear the horror stories of it's a, you know, the little school of West Baltimore with all the violence. But when we got over there, myself, my brother, Coach Terrell, completely different. We, you know, they adjusted to us. We adjusted to them. And we've been rolling ever since. And I love the way to, you know, raising these young guys, the positive young men. It's been remarkable.
Here with Donnell Dansler, he is the head boys basketball coach at Edmondson Westside High School. You talk about that, the reputation of the school. And, yeah, you've kind of, like raised the bar a little bit from the basketball standpoint. You know, sometimes, man, we, you know, if you didn't play, if you weren't an athlete coming up at some point in your life on a major level, you may not understand the impact that sports has on community. How much of an impact has that raising the bar of yours at Edmondson impacted the entire Edmondson community?
Well, the one thing about it, coming over at Emerson, Coach Dante Jones actually was the athletic director who actually hired me, and he's a Dunbar alum as well. He wanted me to come over and told me, you know what, Don, I just need you to touch these kids and bring some mental toughness and just bring a winning culture to them. And when I came over there, you know, we started out rough. First year, we ended up winning like 14 games. But just listening and being around those kids and just helping to develop them into the young men has just been positive all the way around. And the one thing I am happy to say, we got 100% graduation rate with all the kids that's been in our program. And my job is not, you know, all the kids are not Division I athletes. But when we get these kids, they just don't know it, right? But, you know, Division II, Division III, junior college, NAIA schools, just building a whole culture around it just to get the kids to succeed. And that's what we were all about. Myself, my younger brother Terrell, we came over with one of my other coaches, Steve Hennett. He was actually went down Dunbar with me as well. He's a teacher in the school. So what we did, we surrounded the kids with a bunch of positive men. And, you know, it just, I mean, the culture now at Emerson, because Emerson was always a football school.
Yeah, it was.
They was always dominant in football. And now, like you said, we've been fortunate to come over there for the last 14 years. I've won 2 state championships, lost the third. So I've been to the state championship 3 times. And my JV, we've been fortunate to be in a championship the last 8 years in a row.
Right.
So just to change the culture and then get over. And now, the only unfortunate thing is we are expected to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we started out being a hunter.
You're a victim of your own success.
Exactly. But we love it.
Yeah, that's great, because they're still a great football school, too, with my boy Corey Johnson over there.
Corey's
getting it done.
He's doing a good job. They're in the playoffs right now.
Absolutely.
And we make sure we go support them. We're at every game, and, you know, it's always been a football school, but, you know, I told Quia to move over some, because we got some basketball banners to hang as well.
Coach Donnell Dansler joining us, talking some boys basketball. Tell us a little bit about the landscape of the city, because it's been Polly's world for the last couple of years, man.
It's been, you know, the one thing I love about Baltimore basketball, Baltimore City basketball, everyone has their turn to be on top. You know, Dunbar always was on top. Lake Clifton had their run. Patterson has their run.
Back in the day, Southern had their run
with my brother and all them down there. My brother Tony Dansler was down at Southern. Southern always had their run. And right now, Polly, you know, Sam has been doing a remarkable job. And, you know, we love just to come out and just to compete. And, you know, the one thing I do like about all the coaches in Baltimore City, we may not get along while we're on the court, but off the court, we all want the same thing for the kids. We want them to succeed. And even once Baltimore City basketball is over, it's Baltimore City versus everyone when it comes to the states. So we go support. I go support each one of them. Sam at Poly, we want to make sure he's doing a good job. Omar at City, Tree at Lake, no matter who, no matter what goes on, And when it comes to Baltimore City, we're going to fight each other because we have to. But then when it gets to the States, it's Baltimore City versus everybody.
Right now, Tree's the godfather, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's the season. He's the season the vet out of all of us. He's the season vet out of all of us.
I told him that last week when I saw him. I said, you now assume that role, man. You are the man now.
But you know what? The one thing I like about Tree, about Coach Tree, is he's always been like a big brother to me. Of course, he's a Dunbar alum. Mm-hmm. So we have a tighter bond because of Dunbar. But when we get on the coach field, he has showed me some things, talked to me about some things. And, you know, I just love him as like an older brother. But, of course, he has the most out of this all of us that's current coaching as far as with the state championships. Like, I've been fortunate to win two. I think Tree may have either four or five. Yeah. And like I told him, I'm trying to get where he is. So he is the top of he's the cream of the crop right now.
He with Donnell Danzler. This is High School Sports Uncensored, keyword uncensored. So now let's we warmed you up. You know, we warmed you up now. He's sitting back. Just give you a visual. He's sitting back in his chair now because he knew we were getting to this portion of the program.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
Tell me all about your team there, Coach.
We're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. I returned three starters last year. We finished, 23-4 last year. So we had a good year. And out of the four losses, unfortunately, three of them was to Patterson and then the one to Pauley. So I lost the four games that I lost to the eventual state champion. So coming back, I got three starters coming back, and we've been fortunate. Well, now we dropped down to 1A. So we're in the 1A. We're in the same bracket as Lake Clifton and all. So now it's going to be a dogfight I got to get out that region, and hopefully we can try to win the state championship.
Yeah. What was the reason for dropping to 1A?
It all goes with the attendance of the school.
Right.
We dropped enrollment, so that dropped us down from 2A to 1A.
Now, you said you have three returners. Who are they?
My first returner is Eontae Nelson. He's one of my sharpshooters that can shoot the ball real well. I got Danny Fink, who's also the starting running back. So and he's doing an exceptional job on the football field. Rushed for like 200 and something yards the other day in the first playoff game. So he's coming back. And then I got my guy Trayshawn. Trayshawn is if Trayshawn comes to play, Trayshawn easily could be top five in the city. A lot of guy, 6'3", 6'4", long, lanky. He put his hard hat on to do it all for me. So he can do it on both ends of the floor, offensively, defensively. He's going to shoulder some of the majority of the load being a scorer this year. So we should be okay.
Now tell us about that Road Warriors schedule you have this year. Man, somebody doesn't like you.
Hey, that's how it goes. Listen, Baltimore City basketball. That's the way it is. But I got a tough schedule this year. I'm on the road. I go to Lake, to City, to Pauley, to Mervo, to Patterson. Then I got Dunbar home and stuff like that. But hey, you gotta come and put your hard hat on. You gotta play every game, and that's what I like about it. We also got a rematch with Newtown. I was fortunate. Newtown was undefeated last year, and we played them in the playoffs. And I was fortunate to beat them by like three up in Newtown. And but we got them like the second game of the season this year. So I guess they're looking for some payback.
You go to them or they come to you?
I'm going to them.
Okay.
So got to be ready for.
Do you
them,
have
so.
A home game? I'm asking for a friend.
we got a couple of home games, but we most definitely this most definitely will be my toughest year on the road.
Look forward to that though. Don't
you? I'm looking forward to it. One thing I like my kids, they're gonna come to play. And I would always tell them, our offense might not be there every game, but our defense is going to be there. So, we'll be in every game.
Who was your first game against, and where is that?
My first game is actually home. It's against Douglas, with Coach Ty. Coach Ty has been doing a real good job at Douglas. It's like his second or third year there. Mm-hmm. Coach Ty, we're going to get it in the first game of the season.
Now, where do your players come from? I mean, because is it all area kids, or is that a citywide program going on?
It's majority all area kids. The one thing I always say, if I can keep a lot of the kids in the village, that live in the village, if I can keep them in the village, we'll always be competitive. It's a citywide school, but the majority of the kids on the basketball team all live in Emerson Village.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, you talk about, you know, just shaping lives through the game of basketball. That's what it's all about. Coach, you've been at it for, what, 15 years?
At Emerson for 15 years.
How much has the game changed in your 15 years there? The high school game.
High school. The game has changed. When I first got there, one of my kids now, and you know that we was me and you was talking about, Stanton Kidd now plays for the Utah Jazz. Mm-hmm. And he was my first, when I first got to Emerson, he was on my first team, but we was fortunate to win the city championship. The game has changed. It's a lot faster. You know, the kids think they know more than the coaches.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we got to sit down. Sometimes myself, Coach Terrell, we got to get on the court and actually show them what needs to be done because they think they know more than what we know. But, you know, it's a learning curve, but it's coming along.
Yeah, there you go. Coach, I wish you the best in 2019-20. I'll be out there to see you as much as I can, but
okay. You
continue to do a great job. Thanks
a lot. Thank you. Appreciate
it. My man. This is High School Sports Uncensored. We'll see you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.